Unit 1, page 6, exercise 3.
The same, but different. When Neil Richardson moved to a new neighborhood, people who he had never met waved and greeted him. It seemed that people there somehow knew him, but they clearly didn't know his name, because they all said, "Hello, John." Neil discovered the cause of this confusion when he stepped onto a bus one day and came face to face with his mirror image, a man called John Jemison. As they compared life stories, it was clear that their similarities weren't only physical. Coincidentally, both men had attended the same college. They both sang in choirs, and they shared a love of poetry. They are now close friends. Neil and John's story is not as unique as you might think. If you search for images of doppelgangers online, you'll find that there are plenty of people in the world who look alike. You might have a double somewhere, too. The desire to find people with some similarity to ourselves can be strong. We like to be with people who act the same way, who dress the same way, who like the same things, and who go to the same places. Like many other animals, we often want to be part of a group because there's safety in numbers. We're comfortable when we don't feel different, because it feels safer to be the same. The fact is that we are all different, however. We are individuals with separate identities. Physically, we are all unique in many ways. No two people have exactly the same face, the same voice, or the same way of walking. Nobody has the same fingerprints as you, or the same patterns of blood vessels in their fingers or eyes. Because we are all physically different, a multi-billion-dollar industry called biometrics, from the Greek bios, for life, and metrio, for measure, has developed that uses our uniqueness to identify us. The biometrics industry produces photographic equipment and scanners that use measurements, data, and algorithms to recognize and check our unique features in fractions of seconds. Nowadays, some cell phones can recognize your face or voice as fast as your friends can. It's not only our physical characteristics that identify us, however. We all have individual thoughts and feelings, knowledge, experiences, and beliefs. Your identity is a combination of all these things and more. And that combination is yours and yours alone. What makes us different is what makes us interesting.